Hello everyone, welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to a voice note review of Panathinaikos 1, Chelsea 4. A fantastic outing by Chelsea Football Club in a game which saw them really take on a side which could have been a potential banana skin. Obviously, going to Greece is never easy. That's been proven multiple times in the past. And of course, a Greek side did in fact win the Conference League last season. So it was going to be always interesting to see how Chelsea fared in the capital of mythical culture. And they absolutely smashed it. You could say they really slayed the Minotaur. Yes, that's right. I dropped in a pun all about Greek mythology. I absolutely love it. And you should as well. Read the Odyssey. But that's by the by. Mikhailo Mudryk and João Felix really stepping up to the plate and showing what they were made of as Chelsea absolutely thumped the Greek side 4-1. A great win for the Blues out in Greece. But that's all you're going to hear from me. A quick match review, a quick roundup. And obviously you can hear it's on a mic. That's because I wasn't actually there. And also, I did get locked out of my flat. So I managed to watch some of the game on my phone. So that was fun. But anyway, I'll hand you over to Nan, who's give you his thoughts about those two players who could potentially be pushing for a place in the first team.
I feel like the main positive was the performance of João Felix, someone who I've never always been convinced of, but I thought he put on a real good show tonight. Really fluid, really decisive as well. I thought the combination with Mudryk, who I think those two, it was a battle between those two for man of the match. And I think both of them were the ones who out of tonight felt like they were pushing most based solely on performance. I think based on Maresca's team selection and the way he subbed players, maybe not. We'll see how that goes against Newcastle. But I thought for those two players, it's very important they take these opportunities with both hands. And I think both of them did. I think Dewsbury Hall had another accomplished performance, which was good to see. And yeah, really nice to see Chelsea convincingly win. We roll on to Sunday and hopefully a return to winning ways in the Premier League. It's interesting to see if either Felix or Mudryk start on Sunday.
Dan makes a very, very good point there about Mikhailo Mudryk and João Felix. Both the players were intrinsically linked in Chelsea's victory. Mikhailo Mudryk being involved in two of the goals, getting a goal and an assist. An assist, of course, coming for the goal for João Felix. And obviously the plaudits do have to go to the Ukrainian tonight, who is absolutely outstanding for Chelsea and proving that maybe he is starting to find his feet. And it's fair to say that Enzo Maresca maybe feels the same way.
No, very happy, but especially now for me, for him. We as a staff, we really spent long time to help the players, not only Misha, all the squad. And since we start, we are working with Misha and with all the wingers that they need to arrive inside the box, in the position where Misha scored. He struggled to arrive there. Now he start to arrive there. That is where we're going to score goal. We want the best for Misha. Since day one, we are trying to help Misha. Probably with him, he's one of the guy that with him, the process, the learning process is more slow compared to the rest, but he's improving. And I'm sure that slowly, we're going to arrive to allow Misha to score more goals and to be more important for us.
So, can Mikhailo Mudryk become more important for Chelsea Football Club? Potentially, Enzo Maresca thinks he can. But obviously, this is the Chelsea Echo, and we are not Enzo Maresca. And you guys obviously all watched the game as well. So, let us know your thoughts. Can Mikhailo Mudryk become the player which a lot of us thought he hopefully could? So much raw talent available, and so much money paid for him. You'd like to think that Chelsea can help him find his feet. But that has been your voice note review of Panathinaikos 1, Chelsea 4. Let us know all your thoughts on our socials. Obviously, the Chelsea Echo on X, formerly known as Twitter, and the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram, because somebody stole the Chelsea Echo account on Instagram. But that is that, guys. Obviously, make sure you join us for our preview of the big fixture this weekend. Chelsea, of course, taking on Newcastle United at home. Dan and myself will be back to give you the match preview. And of course, make sure you tune in to Final Score with The Score after the game. A fantastic show after today's fixture against Panathinaikos. And it was great for me because when I was locked out, I could have a little listen. But obviously, I've been Louis Beneventi. This has been the Voice Note Review. Give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening on. Give us a little nudge. Tell your friends and family. These will be coming thick and fast for the rest of the season. And we will see you later. Ta-da.